Okay, so yesterday we were in the middle of learning the part of the sugya about which types of Torah require birchas haTorah. That was a sugya in the Gemara. And then we transitioned to a parallel issue about which types of limud haTorah require birchas haTorah. So yesterday we discussed hirur b'divrei Torah, famous machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and the Gra. Today I'd like to discuss a different type of, I want to say limud haTorah, but different type of engagement in Torah. What am I referring to? Exactly, derech tachanunah. And here the question is, are you chayiv to make a birchas haTorah if you are reading psukim, but in this case you're reading psukim, b'derech tachanunim, as they say, it's in the context of slichos, in the context of tefillah. So on the one hand, you are saying psukim, on the other hand, you're not learning. So this question, which is clearly subject to a machlokes poskim, right, we have to take a step back to analyze what exactly is the nekudas machlokes here. So again, as you can imagine, you really have to analyze this question from the perspective of the nature of birchas haTorah. So let's go through it. If birchas haTorah is a birchas hamitzvah, so again, what do you think? Do you think it's considered the mitzvah of Talmud Torah?
No.
Right? No one presumably is going to say that when you're reading psukim b'toch tzfila, that that's considered a kiyum of Talmud Torah. So presumably, if you think that the geder, the nature of birchas haTorah, is birchas haMitzvah, so then presumably there's no kiyum of Talmud Torah here. You're just reading the psukim b'toch, right? Slichos b'toch tzfila. So presumably, if it's a birchas haMitzvah, you would not, birchas haTorah would not be shayach here. Within Birchas HaShevach, it gets a little interesting. And it really depends on what do you think the koveya of the Shevach really is. If you take a Reb Chaim approach, that it's that the engagement with Chepta Shel Torah is Mechayiv Birchas HaTorah, so then there's a tzad to say, at the end of the day, are you reading Torah? Yes! And if you think about it from Reb Chaim is very into the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem, what's the verb? Ekra! So, Pepashtas, are you being Kore, the Shmosim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is yes. So, if you take a Reb Chaim perspective, that it's really like, seemingly, any engagement with Chepta Shel Torah is Mechayiv at Birchas HaTorah, as Meduyak in Kishem Hashem Ekra, there's a Kriyas HaPsukim, so presumably, then you would be Chayiv in Birchas HaTorah. The only counterpoint to that is, presume that's a great raya. Kishem Hashem Ekra, any kriya ba'alma is mechayev. What's an alternative way of learning that word of kriya? What could the connotation be in light of yesterday's shir? But what's the gedder of the limud?
Lasos.
No, kriya. Maisa kriya. While we were just trying to medayek the logo, Kishem Hashem Ekra, obviously any kriya ba'alma is mechayev. You could counter that maybe the kriya there is referring to the maisa kriya of limud haTorah. As you pointed out, right, the evidence is that the Rav was developing that the gedder of the maisa mitzvah of limud haTorah shebichsav specifically is a maisa kriya. So in Rashi Daf Hey, we saw two truths. Rashi has that law shown. Shulchan Aruch Rav in his own way has this idea. So again, you could counter that. Right, even if you're being medayik in the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, maybe that Maisa Kriya is referring to a Kriya of Limud haTorah. So you could counter. But nevertheless, the Pashas in Reb Chaim is that any Maisa Kriya is considered an engagement with Chepta Shel Torah to require to be mechayev Birchas haTorah. So that's one way to go to Shevach. So again, within the Reb Chaim approach on Shevach, you could say even b'derech tachanunim, you'd be chayev in Birchas haTorah. But what's the other way of saying it? The Ramban way. You remember the Ramban formulated the chiyuv of Shevach is that we're be meshabeach Hashem, the lashon hodzienu ha'ma. Why? Because the Torah is hodzienu ha'masim haritzuyim lefanav shebehem ninanchel chayei ha'olam haba. Olam haba. For the Ramban, it sounds like the mechayiv of the Shevach is the content of Torah. When you learn Torah, and therefore you understand what it takes to live the proper life in this world, to therefore be zocheh chai olam haba, So that's Mechayev the Shevach. So according to the Ramban, it sounds like only if you're actually learning the Torah. But if you're just reciting Psukim B'Derech Tachanunim, Mistama, according to the Ramban, that would not be Mechayev Birchas HaTorah. So just to sum up, if you take the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, sounds like there shouldn't be a Mechayev in this context where it's doing Derech Tachanunim. Within Birchas HaShevach, it's an open question. If you take the Rav Chaim approach, presumably you would be Chayev, because in the day it's you're engaging with Chepta Shel Torah, it's Gshem Hashem Ekra. At the end of the day, you're being Korei the Pesukim, according to the Rav Chaim version. But according to the Ramban version, that it sounds like you're being only Meshabeach when you're actually gaining, right, understanding the content of Torah, telling you how to live your life. So presumably, if you're just reading the Pesukim, B'derach Tachanunim, there'd be no Mechayev of Birchas HaTorah. Oh. So now that we have that analysis, that background, now let's quickly jump into the Mikoros. Oh. So again, this starts with the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Vav, Sif Tes. Oh. So the second Deya in the Shulchan Aruch, so again, so the first Mahalach in the Mikoros, is that Birchas HaTorah is not required when you're only reading it B'derech Tachanunim. So again, what are the Shitas who hold this way? The first one is the second Deya in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Again, there's the Shulchan Aruch, Mem Vav, Tes. Says Yesh Omrim Shein Lachush in this context Kevin Sheino Omrim Ella Derech Tachanunim. So the second day in the Shulchan Aruch says that there's no Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah when you're saying Psukim Derech Tachanunim. That's the second day in the Shulchan Aruch. And again, who else passes this way? The Rama. Right, the Rama says Avol Minog Kesvara Achrona. Right, the Minog is to follow the second day in the Shulchan Aruch. How do we know this? He says exactly Slichos. Right? Says the Ramah, our minog is to say slichos and then to say birchas haTorah afterwards during birchas haShachar, presumably. Right? So therefore, says the Ramah, you see from there, when you're saying psukim derech tachanunim, there's no mechayev of birchas haTorah. So again, the second day in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah hold that there's no mechayev of birchas haTorah for psukim being said derech tachanunim. So he pointed out, this either works within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, because there's no Kiyam Mitzvah Talmud Torah, or within the Birchas HaShevach approach, Lefi the Ramban, that again, the Koveh of the Shevach is the content, understanding the content of Torah. Fine. Adkan Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is that Birchas HaTorah is required even when it's B'derech Tachanunim. Right? And again, we pointed out, this would only seemingly work with the Reb Chaim version of the Birchas HaShevach. Right, that any engagement with Chefshah Shal Torah, right, any Kishem Hashem Ekra, any Kriya of Psukim is going to Mechayiv a Shevach on the Chefshah Shal Torah. So the Mekoros who established this, what's the earliest source for this idea? The Tur. Right? The Tur, and again, the Tur is not in the context of Slichos. What's the context of the Tur? Just to say their Birchos HaShachar. And the Tur is, right, what practice is the Tur unhappy with?
Saying Birchas HaTorah by the
Tamid. Exactly. When, right, saying Birchas HaTorah only basically during Karbanos, right before the Karban Tamid. The Torah says, you've already said so many Psukim without Birchas HaTorah. So again, the Torah is unhappy with the practice of waiting to say Birchas HaTorah until the middle of Karbanos. Because it says, no, you end up saying all these Psukim before Birchas HaTorah, and that is a problem, seemingly, even though those psukim are not said b'toras Talmud Torah. They're really being said b'toras tachanunim, b'toras tefila. Yet the Torah thinks that Birchas Torah is required. So you have the Torah. You also have the first and preferred day of the Shulchan Aruch. First day in the Shulchan Aruch, again, is Mem Vav Tes, says, Lo yikra psukim kodem Birchas Torah, afa pi shu omram derech tachanunim. First day in the Shulchan Aruch says, even when you're saying psukim derech tachanunim, you should still say Birchas Torah. And at the end, right, Shulchan Aruch says, V'nachon lachosh l'svar rishona. Shulchan Aruch says, really, we should paskin, like that first day, that even psukim, derech tachanunim, require a birchas haTorah. Which later, Achron, holds this way? The Levush, right? In the context of Slichos, right? And the Levush says, that in the context of Slichos, you should make sure to say birchas haTorah before Slichos. And he says, the Ramah, right, who says you can say slichos before Birchas HaTorah, is limited to the practice to have, right, the Torah was talking about, to have the Birchas HaTorah in the middle of Karbanos. But we, argues Lefush, but we who specifically say Birchas HaTorah, right, after L'Kai Neshama, at the beginning of right, or in the middle of Birchas HaShachar, we try to say Birchas HaTorah before all psukim. So Lishita Seinu, says Lavush, you should try to specifically recite Birchas HaTorah before Slichos. Okay? So Adkan is, right, that issue of Birchas HaTorah being shayach to psukim derech tachanunim, and as we pointed out, totally relates to the lumdus of and the nature of Birchas HaTorah. Adkan, the types of Torah, the types of Limud HaTorah, which require Birchas HaTorah. Now, the next sugya that comes up in the Gemara is the Nusach HaBracha. So let's look through the Gemara about this question about the Nusach HaBrachos, I should say. Clear from the Gemara that there are multiple brachos going on. Let's read the Gemara. Shmuel, you have it?
Which,
where? You see Mayim Mevarech?
Right.
Yidal from a base. It said right after the period, it says Mayim Mevarech. I'm reading it on the Shmuel. Oh, so bracha number one. Lasok b'divrei Torah. We'll get to that's the gear right. Not all have that gear, so we'll stick with lasok for now. Now number either right,
either
one B exactly one B or two is what? He's that, oh, very good. Good. And now, number 2/3. Good. Right, so right. Ravnuna Lishitasa likes this third set, right? Lashar Bacharbanu. And then they add Amara Papa, sounds like us, other ones, the Hilchach. Amara Papa, by the way, Hilchach, Limrenda Lukula, right? We Paskin, this is our Psak, to say all of them. Again, we'll get back to some of the Diukim here. So the big question that's raised by the Maskana of the Gemara, right? The Maskana of the Gemara is to say all of them. And the obvious question is, why? Why are we saying multiple brachos for Birchas HaTorah? And as you can imagine, the answer to this question is going to very much depend on the nature of the brachos. Right? Let's start with the easiest approach. The easiest approach to account for there being multiple brachos is what?
A mix.
It's a mixture. If you think there are multiple dinim, right? If you think there are multiple types of brachos, so then that's the best explanation, the easiest explanation for why you need multiple brachos. You need multiple brachos because we need to have different types of brachos for Torah. Exactly. We'll get the details. But in order to fully understand this mahal, that there are multiple dinim, and to figure out which types of brachos are here, you really have to figure out this big machlokas about how many brachos are there to begin with, right? So as we're going to just, right, summarize the different shittos about, right, multiple brachos, we have to just, it's a good opportunity to discuss the different shittos about how many brachos are there. So again, let's first go with the mahalach that there are two, right? So the first mahalach is that there are only two brachos at hand, right? And according to this, which two are really joint?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Lasok and Baharavna are really a joint. What is a diuk in the Gemara? Forget the vav, because that's not clear. But what's a diuk in the Gemara, which implies that it's two? Exactly. The Lashon of Rav Yochanan, Misayim Bahachi, Bepashas, means he completed that first bracha with the Baharevna. So again, the first raya to this mahalach, that there are only two brachos, is the Lashon of Misayim Bahachi in Rav Yochanan. Good. In the Rishonim, who's the first Rishon to say this? Rashi. Excellent. Rashi, Dira Maschol, Rav Yochanan, Misayim Bahachi. Right? Not a coincidence. Right? You have a kivi? Right, so Rashi clearly understands the Haravna is just the Chasima, while the La'asok is the Psicha. So again, Rashi clearly understands that there are only two brachos at hand, but what's fascinating, given the whole Vav question, is if you look at the next Rashi, what's Rashi's Girsa? Right, he doesn't have the Vav. So it's important to note that you can still hold that Harevna and Lasok are one bracha, even without the Vav. Right? Obviously, if you have the Vav, that's even better. But it comes out of Rashi, right? Just because Harevna is a continuation, it's not Muchach that you need the Vav. So it's important, just coming out of Shittas Rashi, that even though Rashi views Harevna as a Siyum, as a continuation, he doesn't have the Girsa of a Vav, and it seems like he's not bothered. Afal Pikin, it's still a continuation. So again, first Raya to Beis Brachos is the Lashon of Messiah and Bahachi. Next is Rashi. What is the other? It wasn't Lamar Makomas, but how do you guys see it anyways? Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubas. Right? It tells us in Ksubas Dav Ches. Again, the context. Anyone remember? Anyone see the context there? Sheva Brachos. Again, another parallel group of different Brachos. You have it? So Rabbeinu Tam, there, in that context, references another, right, Birchas HaTorah, where you also have multiple Brachos. Right? This is the
Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, good.
The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Per Kama de Brachos, Gabi Birchos HaTorah, Garcina and Rabbi Yochanan, and Messiah and Bahati, Viharev No.
Good, right. So right off the bat, he embraces the Messiah and Bahati as an indication that it's one, and he embraces the Vav as an indication that it's one. Good.
The Bracha Achasi. The Havashte Brachos, Hayatarach Liftoch Bebarach, Afagab Dismucha Lechaverta, Kevenche Osa Shelefaneha, he Kitzara.
Fine, that's his own, it's not right. Again, others disagree with that. Fine.
Uvasar Hachi Garcinon Hilkaf Nemrinu Litter Vai.
Oh, another point of point. Rabbeinu Tam says, as we'll see, a riot to the other way is what? The Lashon of Kulu. Because all of them sounds like
more than two,
because if you, right, in English, if you don't want to, if you want to refer to two, do you say all of them? You say both of them, exactly. So the parallel by Aramaic, it says Rabbeinu Tam, since there are only two, the word which is more shayach is l'tarvayu, and therefore he says, yeah, in a chanami, the correct gersa should be tarvayu instead of kulu. Oh, so Rabbeinu Tam, in line with Rashi, right, embraces the lashon of siyun, embraces the vav, and embraces this alternative girsa of tarvayu instead of kulu. Fine. So again, very clear. So again, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam clearly think it's two brachos. If you adopt this mahalach that's two brachos, and you think that there are multiple dinim at hand, so then you're forced into saying that there are only two different types of brachos going on here. Obviously, if there are only two brachos, there can only be two types of brachos. So which achronim have we seen which accept that it's two brachos and that there are multiple dinim? The Bach, right? The Bach, as we've seen, thinks there's a birchas ha mitzvah and a birchas ha shevach. Oh, that's the Bach, right? So the Bach clearly thinks there are multiple dinim, but thinks there are only two dinim, right? Two brachos here. And the Bach's combination is a birchas ha mitzvah for lasok slash harevna and a birchas ha shevach for asher bachar vanim. I didn't have you see it again, but what was the other achron that we saw, which the Kilos Yaakov? Kilos Yaakov is a slightly different version, also thinking that there are a breakdown of two brachos, but his combination is lasok slash harevna is a birchas ha mitzvah, but what does he learn asher bachar vanim? Birchas ha net. Exactly. So the Bach and the Discipler are parallel in thinking there are multiple dinim, and there are two dinim, slightly different about how you learn the Asher Bachar Banu. The Bach thinks it's a Shebach, the Discipler thinks it's a Birchas Hanenin, but they both agree within multiple dinim that there are only a total of two dinim here. Oh. But there's another Shita out there, that there is not a total of two brachos here, but there are a total of three brachos. As we sort of reference, what's the diak in the Gemara, from our gears in the Gemara, that it's really three? Well, Shano Kulu. So if you're looking for what's the original implication from the Gemara itself, that there are three brachos, the first diak is the Lashon of Hilkoch Limrenu Likulu, which as Rabbeinu Tam, when he's rejecting that gears, notes, that Kulu is Mashma, three, and not two. So the first indication to that there's a total of three is the Lashon of Kulu in that the end of Rapapa. Fine. Which other Rishon just says Agav when he's discussing the brachos? He mentions there are three brachos. Good. Before the Balamor comes the Rambam. We'll get to the Balamor in a second. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfila, right? Zion, Yud, and Yud Aleph, repeatedly says Shalosh brachos, right? And so the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah on the spot, right? Point out that the Rambam seems to hold that there are a total of three brachos, and they point out what is the Rambam's girsa? What is he?
He doesn't have
the exactly. Doesn't have the. Oh, he's not quoting the Gemara, so
not the
no, exactly. He doesn't have the vav.
Oh,
he doesn't right get.
Gemara.
Meaning the fact that Rambam doesn't have the lashon of Messiah and Bahach because he's just mentioning all three. Because he's not quoting the Shitos. He doesn't say, oh, Rav Yochanan says this, or Papa says that. He just says the three. So you don't have a diuk necessarily from the Lashon of Siyum, but you do have a diuk from the lack of Vav. Right? They point out, look, the Rambam leaves out Vav, right? Lishi tells us, because HaRev Noah is not just a continuation, it's not just a hemshech of the first bracha, which we'll see as Gerson in a moment, right? It's rather a It's a new bracha, therefore it's harev no. So you have the diuk of kulu. We have the Rambam who repeatedly says shalosh brachos and leaves out the vav, at least according to the right the Frankel Rambam. Other Gersels have the vav, but Nosel Kalem seems to assume that he doesn't have the vav. I knew someone was going to get there. I saw Kivi going there. Shmuel, what is the third prominent?
The Baal
Amor. Excellent. Let's read the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor, we're going to get back to this later, right? Very prominently says there are a total of three brachos here, and there's a whole pshat that each one is connected another part of Torah. We'll get back to that. But there's also a slight problem in the Baal Amor, which I don't have a solution to. Maybe you guys do, that the writer brings up. But let's just see the Baal Amor, who again, who famously adopts the shita that there are three brachos. This is the Baal Amor and Hey on the base. Dear Maso, my Mivarach. Ephraim, do you have it? Oh, I guess it's two Ephraims. We'll go with this Ephraim first. Ephraim, Orly will get you next. Yeah.
Next one.
Balamor, my Mivarach. I'm Revira Mishmua.
I'm Revira Mishmua. Adav Yitar, Revira Yochanan, I'm Revira Harabna. Perish Revira Yochanan, Mosef Haya, Harabna, Bracha, Shashmua, Lassos, Ba, La, Chasima.
So this is the problem, right? He's about to say it's three, but yet he characterizes it as a Chasima. The Ravid on the spot says, you were so to yourself. He's like, I reject your whole shot, but at least be consistent, right? So the Ravid's bothered by this lashon, which I don't have a. I don't know if the Baal Amor thinks that it could be a chasima, but yet it's an independent bracha. You have to be ma'ayin in that sugya of chasima's a bracha. That doesn't seem the pashas. Pashas of chasima is that the whole point is that it's a bracha arucha. I don't know how to deal with that. Ramuna Amar. Right, so it sounds like he's that same diuk. Lekulu is mashma, three brachos. So the Baal Amor sounds like, just like Rabbeinu Tam points it out, Baal Amor also is sensitive that the lashon of lekulu is mashma, three brachos. Now he's going
to. I don't see if I'm not lekulu.
What?
How do you want the Gemara to say it?
The tarvayim. Like Rabbeinu Tam says, the tarvayim.
But who said it's tarvayim?
Well, it's either three or
the
two.
The Gemara was saying, okay, but the Gemara.
So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam says, don't be gores lekulu, rather be gores tarvayim. Baal Amor, Lishitaso, embraces Lekulu because he thinks it's mashma, because he thinks it's really three. And then the Baal Amor's next chiddush, which we'll get back to. Medrash, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, right? He says, oh, why do you have three? We'll get back to this. Because each bracha is connected a different part of Torah. First one is connected Mikra, Torah. Next one is connected Mishnah. The next one is Medrash Halacha, as seen by the Rabbi Shmuel Omer. And he says, yeah, kachaba, that's why we say, continue. Right, first we say the psukim of Parshas Tamid afterwards. Then you have, which is Mishnah, and then you have the Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. Fine. Baal Amor happens to think, when are you saying Birchas HaTorah? In the middle of Karbanos, right? You can just tell from the way he says it. Remember the whole tour discussion? It sounds like he had during Birchas HaShachar.
So are you saying any of these three things in between that?
Remember, if you're saying during Birchas HaShachar, then you have that minog of Birchas Kohanim, Ledvarim. The way he's saying it is that, no, because you're saying it right before the Karban Tavid, and then right before Ezud Mekoman, it sounds like it's the middle of Karbanos. That's just Ha'ara Ba'alma, and therefore his Mikra Mishnah Medrash Halacha is the token of Karbanos, instead of, inserting Birchas Kohanim, Yivarecha, Eilu Dvarim, like others have. Fine. Good. So again, within the Gimel Brachos, Mahalach, so you have the Diak of Lekulu, you have the Rambam, and the Baal Amor. What is this Mahalach going to do with the Lashon of Mesayim Bahachi? Oh, so number one is the Riv has an alternative Girsa. So it could very well be, as Lecha Mishnah points out, that they adopt the alternative Girsa of the Riv, that it's Rav Yochanan Amar instead of Rav Yochanan Misayim Bahach. So that's the easiest way to say it, is that they just get out of it by having an alternative gear, so it just says Rav Yochanan Amar, and it's a completely independent bracha. Can anybody think of something? Let's say there is Misayim Bahach. Let's say they do have it.
You see, maybe it's like a bracha shmichel chaberta, meaning you're finishing the set of bracha.
Exactly. Maybe the siyum is not the siyum of the first bracha, it's the siyum of the seder Birchas HaTorah. Excellent. So even if you
find... Yeah, it's the second of this.
But in the Gemara,
Rav Yochanan is coming to tell you. Rav Yochanan is trying to say, right? Instead of meaning, the Gemara is trying to tell you. Don't think that Rav Yochanan is saying Harevna instead of Lasak B'Divrei Torah. No, he says no. Be Messiah in the Seder of Brachos. In addition to Lasak, you have the bracha of Harevna. Again, it could be for him. It stopped there. What? No.
Be Messiah.
No, correct. We're saying how is the Rambam and the Baal Meor going to understand that Lashon of Messiah? So either we said, they're low Gorson Hachi, either we're going to say, oh, they have a different Girsa. We're saying, no, but maybe even if you have that Girsa, you can understand Messiah, not me Messiah the Bracha, but Messiah the Seder HaBrachos. Right? And basically, the Gemara is trying to say, don't think these are mutually exclusive. Don't think Rav Yochanan is saying, oh, I'm rejecting. Right, who was the first Amora? Don't think he's rejecting Shmuel's Lasak B'Divrei Torah and instead saying Harav. No, being Messiah, the Seder HaBrachos, in addition to Lasak, I have an additional bracha to be Messiah in the Seder HaBrachos of Harav. So that's, if you find that to the Rambam, it's hard to pin down, but if the Baal HaMor or the Rambam, you know, had that Girsa, you know, of Messiah B'Hachi, perhaps you can understand it in that way.
What about the third bracha? What we're saying?
Well, Rav Yochanan doesn't have the third bracha.
The third.
No, remember, Rav Yochanan introduced the second one. Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna says, I'll give you the real, you know. But again, for Rav Yochanan, the siyum of the Seder Brachos was the first two. But again, according to this mahalach, that there are a total of three brachos, right? So then you can say, how many different types of brachos are there? Three. And this is like a famous idea in, you know, many achronim say this idea that maybe if you're taking the multiple zinim approach, maybe you can have all three: mitzvah, nemin, and sheva. Right? It's like a lot of people say this. Right? That the first bracha of lasok is the birchas ha mitzvah. Harevna, which is all about enjoyment, is the birchas ha nemin, and then asher bachar banu is the birchas ha sheva. So again, that idea in many achronim that there are three different brachos obviously can only assumes that there are three different brachos. So again, Arkan, we're trying to explain the existence of multiple brachos is most easily explained within the Mahalach that there are multiple different types of brachos here. Let me just point it out, right? If you hold a three versus two is going to impact how many different types of brachos there are. Yeah.
Who says this?
That there are three different brachos?
Yeah, no, there's three.
Oh, well, I've heard a lot, name a lot of different people. So like, I don't want to put it in one, but it's like a classic thing that people say. I don't know who the first person to say it is. But just as I said, that's achronim. A lot of people say this idea. Yeah.
Do we ever find a berachas nanim that has about atachmanim, about bakashanim?
That's a good question. Because you're saying harevna is more like the Torah's bakasha. Yeah. That's a good question. What? We'll get to Rabbi soon. Okay, good. But now the question is, if you don't think there are multiple dinim at play, right? If you think it's either we'll see a birchas ha-shevach, all of them are birchas ha-shevach, or all of them are birchas ha-mitzvahs, then it becomes a little more difficult. But of the two, which one's easier, you know, to understand why there are multiple brachos within the birchas ha-shevach approach or the birchas ha-mitzvah approach?
Shevach,
right? Because by shevach, we find that there's this concept of having multiple birchas ha-shevach, right, on the same thing. Okay. So if you say it's all about birchas ha-shevach, again, it's easier to understand, yeah, we want to give multiple different shvachos about the Torah, and that's why even though it's all one din of birchas ha-shevach, afal pikein, they're going to be multiple brachos. Which Rishonim have a certain girsa, which seems to imply that it's a birchas ha-shevach? A girsa in that first bracha. That it's not lasak b'divrei Torah, but it's al divrei Torah. Who has that girsa? The Rif and the Rambam. So the Rif and the Rambam, again, we're trying to figure out, you know, any mekoros from the Nusach HaBracha, right, that it's in the birchas ha-shevach category. So I think the first raya to that are the Rif and the Rambam, right? So again, they have, instead of lasok b'divrei Torah, right, lasok b'divrei Torah is describing what? The Maisa Mitzvah. You're being osek b'divrei Torah. Al divrei Torah, is that describing the Maisa Mitzvah at all? No. Right, what is it describing? The Torah itself. So again, in like bracha for one, right, says, oh, when the Rif and the Rambam have al divrei Torah, it's like Reb Chaim-esque, that it's a birchas ha-shevach on the cheftishal Torah. So again, the first indication, the Rishonim, that these brachos are about Shevach is the girsah of the Rif and the Rambam. So again, let's point out the fact that they changed Lasok b'Divrei Torah to Al Divrei Torah.
You say maybe Divrei Torah isn't talking about the words of Torah, but the speaking of Torah.
Oh, like as we say, give it to our Torah? It doesn't sound like the Pashas. I thought you were going to ask me, but what do you mean? There are certain Birchos HaMitzvos, which are B'Lashon Al. What are some examples? Al Tzivos Yadayim, Al Tzivos Lulav, Al Tzivos Ager. But again, those are Al's, but what's the subject of the Al? The Maisa Mitzvah, right? Yes, there's a sugi in the first parak of Psachan about when do you say Le or versus Al. But all those Birchos HaMitzvos are all about the Maisa Mitzvah. Do you say Al Bior Chametz or do you say Levayor Chametz? But either way, the focus on the Maisa Mitzvah. Here, if it was a Birchos HaMitzvah with Al, you would say Al Esek B'Divrei Torah, something like that, right? But that's the mitzvah.
It's not like the
but either way, there's a reference to the mitzvah, right?
Laniach
tefillin. But here, you could have said, by saying Al Divrei Torah, that's not the classic nusach of even Al for nusach for a brichas mitzvah. It sounds like we're Davka talking about the Chefta Shel Torah. So that's why the Emek Bracha and others are Medaik, riff from the Rambam, it sounds like it's a brichas HaShevach. And why does that work out for the Rambam? Remember, for the Rambam, we were Medayik. Where does the Rambam place the halachos of Birchas HaTorah? In Birchas HaShachar. Right? So the Rambam, Lashitoso, to viewing it as one of the Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaShevach, works out very nicely that the Rambam has the girsa of Al Divrei Torah, which similarly is all about Shevach and not focused on the mitzvah. And again, big picture, if you think they're all Birchos HaShevach, you can more easily understand why there are multiple brachos, because within the world of Shevach, just take the Sugyon Ksubas Ches, right? Shevach brachos, by definition, there are multiple brachos. They're all Birchos HaShevach, so there are different aspects that we're trying to be Mishabach. So you have that, right? You have precedence in the world of Birchos HaShevach for there being multiple brachos. So after the Rif for the Rambam, right, who seem to go in the direction of Shevach, which other Rishon seems to go in the direction of Shevach? This is hard to guess. Aren't going with this. Let's go back to the Balamor. And we'll see, from the kashas that the Ravid asks on the Balamor, we're going to see that the pashas of the Balamor is that he agrees that the Petoras Birchas HaShevach. So let's go back to the Balamor and the Ravid. So, right, so what's the Balamor, Pinchas, what's the Balamor's Mechudashita? They have three Birchas HaTorah, Keneged, exact Mikra, Mishnah, and Medrash, we'll call it. So the Ravid is going to have two very strong kashas on the Balamor. But as we'll see, the Ravid's kashas are only very strong if you assume that they're what? That they're Birchas HaMitzvah. But once the Balamor, Lishitaso, is going to hold the Birchas HaShevach, they mamash fall away very cleanly. But let's go through it. So again, the Balamor says you have these three Birchas HaTorah, Keneged, Mikra, Mishnah, and Medrash. The other Ephraim, Orlean, you see the Ravid starts with the Va'od Atu. Right? The first Kasha was just the internal Zira and Bratha Chasima versus three Brachos. We did that before. Now, this is the real Kasha on the content. So what's Kasha number one of the Ravid? It's all one, presumably. When it says Inyan Echo, what does it sound like? It's all one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Kasha number one of the Ravid is, why would you need multiple Brachos for the different parts of Torah? They're all one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So kasha number one of the Ravid is that it's all one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why do you need multiple brachos? So again, obviously, the kasha itself is very much focused on mitzvah. Good. Let's see the second kasha. So what's that second kasha? Exactly. If it's really a Birchas HaMitzvah, so then say bracha number one and then do Mikra. Do bracha number two and do Mishnah. Do bracha number three and then do Medrash. Because again, we know by Birchas HaMitzvah, there's an Indian of Hefsik. There's an Indian of Overlasiyasa, and you need to have the bracha right before the mitzvah. So the Ravid says, okay, so I'm going to grant you that there are three different mitzvahs here. Fine. And three different Birchas HaMitzvahs. So then at least do it correctly. Right? What's his hefsek of having three brichos of mitzvah and then the three mitzvahs? In the hefsek, gadol mizu. But what's the obvious answer for the Balamor to both these kashas? It's not a birchas mitzvah. It's a birchas shevach. And therefore, all the questions come away. Because once you're...
Why do you have a birchas shevach on three
different... Oh, good. So remember, in line with Reb Chaim, right, that the shevach is on the chefs of Shel Torah. So then what we're saying right now, there are different types of chefs of Shel Torah. There's one type of Torah which is Mikra, another type of Torah which is Mishnah, another type of Torah which is Medrash Halacha, and each one is unique. And they're what? Okay, interesting. Why? Maybe he thinks that Talmud is Bechal Mishnah. What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting because the Gemara mentions four different chapsalos of Torah. It's interesting why he picks that. That's a good point. But once you say Shevach, right, you're open to say that each type of Torah we needs a distinct right Shevach. Right, so again, that's right. Even though there's only one mitzvah of Talmud Torah in a Chanami Ravid, but the Koveya is not the mitzvah. It's not the minion of mitzvahs. The Koveya is, right, types of Torah which are Shayach for Shevach. Say that a couple times fast. And then the second Kasha, which is, oh, Hefsik, right, we know from our Sugyas of Birchos Krishma, right, Birchos HaShevach are much more flexible when it comes to Hefsik than Birchos HaMitzvah. Right, and therefore, since these are birchas shevach, you're making your three brachos, and then you are doing all three. But once you say that it's not a birchas a mitzvah, but rather birchas a shevach, so this hefsek issue of the second kasha of the Ravid really really falls away. Good. So fine. Yeah.
What do we? Did we give an answer of why? Let's say for people who say it's a birchas mitzvah, and why?
Why you have multiple?
No,
again, that would only be a kasha on like the Balamor's version, because you're trying to say, oh,
three.
Yeah, exactly. One connect that, and two connect that. You know, so yeah. So again, so Adkan, we're trying to understand why there are multiple brachos. So if there are multiple dinim, of course you need multiple brachos for the multiple dinim. And if you say it's a birchas, it's all birchas hashevach. Again, you have multiple birchas hashevach because you're right. We have precedents for that, such as in Shevach brachos, where you have multiple birchas hashevach to highlight the different elements. But the hardest one to understand is which shita. If they're all birchas ha mitzvah, where really do you find there being multiple birchas ha mitzvah for one mitzvah? So we're going to have to get, David, before we get
there. Yeah, Ravid's so bewildered by the concept of birchas ha shevach that he's willing to say the Baal Mor because three mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It's not like really...
Again, we'll see. The Ravid l'shita sol, things the birchas ha mitzvah. As a lot of times we've shown him, understands... Other Rishonim and to the Ravid, this whole sugya screams Birchas HaMitzvah. So to him, when he sees you can ask the question on a lot of Rishonim. So when he sees the Baal HaMor, these chilukim between two different types of Torah, he understands that within his worldview of being different mitzvahs. And that doesn't make any sense. Again, it comes out of his conviction that the Pshat and the sugya is Birchas HaMitzvah. You have that all the time. Or Tosas asking Rashi, right, within their worldview.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So again, within Birchos HaMitzvah, Chazur Kushal Adukhta. How can you be saying, there's one mitzvah here of Talmud Torah. How, within the Birchos HaMitzvah approach, how are you finding multiple brachos for multiple, for one mitzvah? So, the Ravid, L'shitaso, to think that it's Birchos HaMitzvah, addresses this question without saying it. What's the Ravid's take on why there are multiple brachos? Okay, number one, he thinks there are two. Suffolk. That's the key. Let's continue. Who is reading it, Brian? No, I don't think so. Let's read it together. No, of a lo amara papa. Says the Ravid l'shitaso, right? He doesn't spell this all out. But Ravid l'shitaso, that it's a birchas mitzvah, hence his questions on the Baal HaMor. Holds, why do you have multiple brachos? In his case, or two. Why are there two brachos? Because it's a suffik. There's a suffik. Which bracha should be ikur? So mi suffik, we do both. Right? He's about to ask, shouldn't there be a problem with bracha? I'll tell you, we'll get back there. Right? But structurally, it's beautiful. Because the Ravid holds the birchos a mitzvah, so fundamentally, there really should only be one. Therefore, the way he accounts for multiple brachos is, mi suffik. Suffik, which bracha is ikur? He says, right? El Mishim de Mesafkalei, the high minayu ikr. He's Mesubik. Which one's better? So we have to do both. And now he's going to ask himself, but isn't that a bracha levatala? So just continue reading and then we'll get to Kivi. Minra Papa says to do all three. end of the day, because fundamentally I, the Ravid, think it's a brachos mitzvah, and you're only doing it misafik, so then by the end of the day, mimanav shach, one of the brachos is going to be brachos batala. No. Sorry, that's part of the kasha. It's a brachos batala because we know that the asher brachos rabbanan for sure is the ikar. Rabbi Nuna says it's the mulash of brachos, and we know by kriyas haTorah that's the one we do. So then, the first one, lasok slash harevna, that's a brachos batala. So why has he answered that? Bani Omer. Because there's an element, right? See, you're here, I'm reading it. Right? Because there's an element in that first bracha of bakasha, which we really want to keep, so therefore, it's not bracha batala. Again, the assumption being that as long as there's a value to each one, that's not a bracha batala. It's a certain assumption of bracha batala. But either way, the rabbi is clearly assuming that bi'ikaron, you really only need one. You only say, because it's a birchas mitzvah, you're saying multiple ones because it's a safik, and there's no problem, bracha batala, as long as each one has a value, right? Asher Bachar Banu is the Ma'ula. And we know the first one has the Bakasha, so we want to have both. So again, one Mahalach within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach is the Ravid's idea of Safik, and right, which works out. L'shitasa. Yeah.
What about Hesed? If you think that the first one is the Iker, then you're making a new Bracha. Meaning, yes, I know.
No, because once they both have value, then there's no Hesed. L'mashal, the ra'ah by, we'll get back to this, by Birchos Kriyat Shema, thinks that both Yotzer or an Avarab are Birchos HaMitzvos. There's no Hefzik because you're not doing anything in between. Meaning, Hefzik is only when you do something which is unrelated. So, the Ravid in the Baal Mor is saying, yeah, if three Brachos are related to three different parts, so then, right, Brachos number 2 and 3 are a Hefzik between Bracha number 1 and the Mikra, because it's a different Inyan. But for the Ravid, no. It's all one Inyan of Talmud Torah. So if two different brachos which are about that one Inyan, therefore it's not a hefsek. You hear what I'm saying? It was only the Ravid's understanding of the Baal HaMor that bracha number 1 is keneged the Mikra, number 2 is keneged the Mishnah, number 3 is keneged, you know, the Medrash, so then you have a hefsek of the brachos between what they're supposed to be. But for him, no. Both brachos are in Talmud Torah, therefore that's not going to be hefsek.
You say that maybe the reason we say Ashur Rav Abanu last is because since we know that's the Iker, that's the one that should be immediately in the next season.
That could be awesome. That could be awesome. Yeah.
Just in terms of the Baal HaMor, we mentioned yesterday that we were unsure whether Nadim and Ksuvim were in it, and he says Kineged Torah, he doesn't say Kineged Mikra.
Okay. I don't know if it's Mokrach that. I don't know, because Torah sometimes refers to, yeah. I hear, I'm just not sure if that's Mokrach. Yeah.
The Ravid, is he effectively saying that the Rav Yochanan's bracha is a Birkas HaShavach also?
No.
How can you have Bakasha inside of Birkas HaMitzvah and then that's fine?
Yeah, as you know, my father was discussing, it's certain Birkas HaMitzvah, like for the Rambam, Birkas Kedushin, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you have these concepts where by unique mitzvahs, you'll have elongated, we'll include Shabbat in there. Good. I like to suggest maybe an alternative, yeah.
This is clearly against Rashi and Tosos, Ayud Aleph. That's it. The reason you can't be a Messiah in Baruch HaLashem,
because we don't want to.
That's Bakasha.
Yeah, seemingly. Yeah.
But that was the one that
rolled.
Oh, maybe that's Tafka the Chazima? Maybe it's Tafka the Chazima? Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Good heart. Good. Oh, so again, the original question is, within the Birchos HaMitzvah camp, why are we having multiple brachos? So one Malach of the Ravid was, it's a misafik. Really fundamentally, there should be one. Have we learned anything in the last couple of days which maybe justify multiple Birchos HaMitzvos? You know, it's one mitzvah of one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Maybe why would have multiple? Excellent. According to the Rav, right, there are different ma'aseh mitzvah for Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, and to put the Rav together, right, Torah Shebichsav is a Maisa Kriya. Torah Shebaal Peh is a Maisa, according to the Maskana, because of the Lilmod Almanas Lasos. Right, because even though the Lilmod itself is based on Havana, but because by Torah Shebaal Peh, the Lilmod leads to the Lasos, we consider it a Maisa. So perhaps, one could say, according to that Mahalach L'Rav, although it's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because the one mitzvah of Talmud Torah is comprised of two distinct Maaseh Mitzvah. There's a Maaseh Mitzvah for of Maisa Kriya for Torah Shebichtav, and there's a Maisa Mitzvah Lilmod Amanas Lasos for Torah Shebalpeh, maybe the existence of multiple, let's say two brachos, are each one is connected to a different Maasa Mitzvah. So maybe a separate Mahalach, right? It's like parallel to the Baal Amor, right? But the Baal Amor would say, oh, different bracha for the different types of Torah, but while the Baal Amor was within the world of Shevach, and therefore you have a different Shevach for a different Chafetz Shel Torah, this is within the world of Birchas HaMitzvah to say that because the different types of Torah, i.e., Torah Shel Chassav and Torah Shel Bapeh, have different Maasei Mitzvah, so even in the world of Birchas HaMitzvah, you're going to have a one Birchas HaMitzvah, because again, according to the Rav, a Birchas HaMitzvah is focused on the Maasei Mitzvah. So if you have a mitzvah with multiple Maasei Mitzvah, so then you're going to have multiple Birchos HaMitzvah.
Which one's which?
Good question. Yesh Ladin Bekach. Again, the Lashon of Lasok would for the Rav would be Baal Peh. Again, if it's Aval Divrei Torah, then not. But yeah, you have to work that out.
Back to Rashi, she's asking the Mishnah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, that's just another mahalak within the Birchos HaMitzvah approach. Why would you find, the Ravid was saying fundamentally there should be one, but can we explain that maybe fundamentally there should be two? Maybe if you think that the koveya of the Birchos HaMitzvah is the Maasa Mitzvah, so then you can understand this. Yeah.
Is that singular, Torah, or would you say that not Torah?
Yeah, could be both.
Then can the
Kasha
of the
Ravid
now apply?
Oh, excellent. Kiva's very sharp today. So the Kiva's asking, I have it here, should I say it or not? Hashgacha. It's a problem of Hefsik, right? You're being Mafsik, right, between the first bracha, which is on one part, right, with the second bracha, which is on a different part. What's the chiluk? It's all one mitzvah. We're not suggesting that there's more than one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, Talmud Torah. We're just saying a different Maaseh mitzvah. So maybe the Ravid's Kasha of Hefsek only applies, right, within the Ravid's understanding of the Baal Amor, that there are three different mitzvahs here. If there are three different mitzvahs, so then in a Chanami there's a Hefsek. According to this Mahalach, of course it's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We're just saying that one mitzvah of Talmud Torah is comprised of different Maaseh mitzvah, and perhaps there's no issue of Hefsek when it comes to, as long as the two Maasa Mitzvah are still within the one Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay? Excellent question. Good. Excellent. Well, last couple of minutes, I'd like to just focus on, right, within the Nusach HaBracha, so again, we just analyzed the Nusach of Birchos HaTorah proper, right, the 3/2 Brachos. What's the other potential Birchos HaTorah? Avarabba. So we know from the earlier Gemara, by Avarabba, that if Mishakara Kriyashma, if you didn't say Birchos HaTorah proper, right, before you got to Avarabba, so then Ein Tzarech Lavarech, so then Avarabba works, Rashi Kvar Nifter ba'Avarabba. So we know that B'dieved, presumably, that Avarabba can serve as a substitute for Birchos HaTorah. So I'd like to just analyze in the Rishonim, when Avarabba is serving, let's say, as a replacement, right, what type of replacement is it? Okay, so again, the overall first approach is that it's a full replacement. Again, we'll see this contrasting the Rav Zirk and the Rambam, that it's only a partial replacement. So again, Mahalach number one is that Avarabba is a full replacement of Birchos HaTorah. But within this first Mahalach that it's a full replacement, B'Torah, what type of bracha is it a replacement? That's right. So 1A is that it's a replacement as a Birchos HaShevach. Which Rishonim seem to say that Avarabba is a Birchos HaTorah replacement, similarly B'Torah's Birchos HaShevach. I think it's Rashi. No, not the Rambam. Rashi.
Torah? Meaning, were you saying replacement?
No, that it's a replacement, but it's a replacement B'Torah's Birchos HaShevach.
It is a Birchos
HaShevach, and it's replacing Birchos HaTorah as a Birchos HaShevach.
Oh.
Yes, presumably. We'll get to that. Right? Rashi. Right? Which Rashi is it? He's actually for Niftar but Avarabba. Rashi says what? Kivi? Right? It sounds from Rashi doesn't reference oh, Kriya Shema's role as Talmud Torah, as a mitzvah of Talmud. No, it just says, oh, they contain the same themes. So presumably, by you're saying, oh yeah, it works because they have the same themes. Presumably, Rashi is saying, yeah, they're both about Shevach, and as long as you get the same Shevach themes, you're good to go. Rashi does this. Who else seems to do this? The Me'iri. The Me'iri also says, right, Shekvar Nifter Ba'avar, I'll get to you in a second there, Shekvar Nifter Ba'avas Olam, Shebirchas HaTorahi, Shrei Omer Bav, the same Billy Bein Ulhavin Ulhaskil, again, like Rashi, is saying they contain the same themes. Before we get to Meir, and I think this is very much Rashi L'shitasa, that again, that Birchas HaTorah is B'Torah's Shevach, replacing Birchas Kriyat Shema, sorry, the opposite. That Birchas Kriyat Shema, which is Shevach, being a replacement for Birchas HaTorah, which is also Shevach. 2 points. How do we know from Rashi that Rashi holds that Birchas HaTorah is Shevach? Exactly. Two places. Right? Rashi, two places when describing Birchas HaTorah, is very much focused on Birchas HaTorah being B'Torah's Shevach. First one being? Exactly. Amlame Torah Lamo Yisrael, Garcinan. There's alternative gears of Lamdeni Chukecha. Why? Right? Because Lamdeni Chukecha is not the whole da. Right? Sounds like Birchas HaTorah is the whole da. Lamdeni Chukecha is not the whole da. Right? Alashim Bakasha. So, right, Raya number one from Rashi, that Rashi holds that Birchas HaTorah is B'Torah Shevach, is that Rashi. And the next Rashi. Right, B'Zuyi Me'ula Sheba Brachos. L'makom, the Kilus, the Torah Yisrael. So Rashi L'shitasa in these places, right, characterizes Birchas HaTorah as Birchas HaShevach. Beautiful, right? Works out very nicely. And to just bring it home, what's Shitas Rashi about Birchas Kriyat Shema generally? Birchas Shevach. Rashi Yeralav and Aleph quotes the Yerushalmi. Sheva biyom hilal ticha. So Rashi L'shitasa thinks that Birchas Kriyat Shema, including Avarabba, is Shevach, and thinks that Birchas HaTorah is Birchas Shevach. L'shitasa describes why is the Avarabba, which is generally Shevach, fulfilled, the Birchas HaTorah, which is generally Shevach, because they contain the same themes of Shevach. Right? Beautiful. So beautifully, Rashi L'shitasa, again, as we call it, approach 1A, that it's a full replacement, but B'Torah's Birchas Shevach. The Avarabba's a Shevach, Birchas HaTorah's a Shevach, and therefore one is able to replace the other because they have the same themes. The next version, we'll call it 1B, that again, the Avarabba is a full replacement, but it's a replacement B'Torah's Birchas HaMitzvah. Good. Even before the Ramban, there's a one Girsa in the Yerushalmi. What Girsa Yerushalmi am I talking about?
Karma.
Exactly. Right? Who Shakara Alatar means that Avarabba only works as a Birchas HaTorah when you do what right away? When you say Kriyat Shema right away. That idea, you can't be mafsik between Avarabba and Kriyat Shema, sounds like because Avarabba is B'Torah's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So again, the first indication that Avarabba, again, when it's right, Poter, the Birchas HaTorah is working B'Torah's a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema, is this alternative Girsa in the Yerushalmi of Hushakara Al Atar. Again, you can't have a hefsek between Avarabba and Kriyat Shema because it's working B'Torah's Birchas HaMitzvah. Good. After the Yerushalmi, which we show him say this, the Ramban, right? The famous Ramban on Yud Aleph on the base, right? And he's trying to justify why. Again, what is Ramban Shita David about Avarabba generally? What is Avarabba? It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And then he says, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and why does it work as a Birchas HaTorah in certain cases? What's the Lashon? The Birchas Shinan Torahi. Because even when Birchas Avarabba is working as a Birchas Kriyat Shema, it's working with Torah's Talmud Torah, a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Talmud Torah. Again, very much within the, what we call the Talmud Torah approach, that Kriyat Shema itself is a din in Talmud Torah, and therefore Avarabba, which is a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema, is really, ends up being a Birchas HaMitzvah for Talmud Torah, and therefore it's really two sides of the same coin. Right, once you hold that Kriyat Shema is midin Talmud Torah, then the Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyat Shema, the Mela, is a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah. So, right, the Ramban, again, clearly thinks that Avarabba is a substitute, but a substitute as a Birchas HaMitzvah. Yeah.
What about the fact that the Ramban calls Birchas HaTorah
Birchas HaShavach. Yeah. So again, we've discussed this in the past, the other Chiddush that emerges from the Ramban is this notion that you can have a Birchas HaMitzvah be Yotzei your chiyuv birchas hashavach. Why? Because the Ramban generally holds, right, sefer mitzvos, that birchas haTorah is a birchas hashavach. So what emerges from the sheets of the Ramban is that a birchas hamitzvah can fulfill your chiyuv of birchas shavach. As we pointed out in earlier shiurim, if you view birchas hamitzvah as being closer to the birchas hashavach orbit, in contrast to it being more of like a matzah, like the Rambam, so then the easier the easier it is for birchas hashavach to be substituted by a birchas hamitzvah. If you see them both as being b'torah shavach, then that, remember we also had this. And then the Eri, in the opposite direction, where you have a birchas hashavach, right, being motzi your birchas hamitzvah, within birchas kriyash. Fine, good, excellent. And just point out that the ra'ah and the ritzvah also say like this, right? The ra'ah and the ritzvah also seem to hold like the Ramban, that the reason why Ava Rabba is motzi, your birchas, do you have it, the ra'ah? The very important lashon? He says, right, and even though Ava Rabba is l'tamid Torah, right, bracha acheres miyuchedes yeshla, even though Talmud Torah has its own brachos, still only shemikol makom kevan de kriyat shema bichlal Talmud Torah, because kriyat shema itself is bichlal Talmud Torah, kevan shebirech aleh v'shon ala alter hari hu pater pekach. So again, the ra'ah and the ritva is a very similar lashon. It's very Ramban esque, right? The Rabban, right? So the ra'ah and the ritva seem to be following the Ramban's lead to say that Avarabba is a substitute for Birchas HaTorah because they're all Birchas HaMitzvah, and Kriyat Shema itself is like a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Therefore, a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyat Shema, Memela, is going to work as a Birchas HaMitzvah for Talmud Torah. So Ankan, we've had 1A, 1B, that Avarabba is a full substitute, either 1A, B'Torah Shevach, for Rashi and the Meiri, or B'Torah Birchas HaMitzvah for the Yerushalmi, Ramban, Ra'ah, and the Ritzvah. Where is any indication that, although it works, it only works partially? Rambam is as medayik as the Rub is medayik. What's the diuk of the Rub in the Rambam?
He doesn't quote a Havala, so I didn't put it anywhere.
He doesn't really quote, he makes a reference, right? Rambam just says, in Halacha Yud, again and again, according to the Rub, Lishitaso, Halacha Yud is discussing which aspect of Birchas HaTorah? Only the Matir. And in that context, right, the Rambam says that fine Hamashkim Likros Bitorah Kodim Shiyikr Kriyashma. Right, that's the only indication, but if the diuk is, if you had already said Kriyashma and Birchosah, you wouldn't need this. But the Rav is bothered by, why not spell it out? Why is it only a subtle reference? And you can add, why is it only in Halacha Yud? So the Rav develops that when we say that Ava Rabba is a, works as Birchos Torah, it's not a full replacement. It's a partial replacement. It only works for the matir. But it doesn't work to get you the full kiyum of the Birchas HaShavach, right? Because again, the Rav should tell us with B'tas HaRambam that the Birchas HaTorah proper is a full Birchas HaShavach. So it could be for the Rambam that Ava Rabba maybe gets you a little of the Shavach, but doesn't get you that full picture. Therefore, Ava Rabba only gives you one of the two dinim. It only gets you the matir, but not the positive kiyum of the Shevach. And Kivi and Seder was saying, the Rav doesn't say this part, but maybe according to this diok, you can even say that even if you already were Yotze your Birchas HaTorah, or the Matzir part through the Birchas Kriyat Shema, maybe you can still do what afterwards? Maybe you can still say Birchas HaTorah to get that second kiyum. And that would be Medayik, says Kivi in Lashon in Yud Aleph, where the Rambam says, Bechol Yom Chayiv Adam L'Rach Shalosh Brachos. Presumably, every day, maybe, even if you, for whatever reason, on that day, you said your Birchos Kriyat Shema first, and you got the Matir, there's still this added value, the positive value of Shevach, to say the Birchos HaTorah proper every day, the three full Brachos. So again, so while Mahalach number one is it was a full replacement, the Rav is Medayik and the Rambam, then maybe it's only a partial replacement. You only get the Matir aspect, not the positive Kiyam, and maybe of a significant Nafkamina, according to this Mahalach, that you would have, even after you're fulfilled it through Ava Rabba, there still might be a value of saying Birchos HaTorah proper, which for the other Rishonim, that would be a Bracha Levatala. We'll stop here, and tomorrow we're going to just do the Shelo Bercha B'Torah Tchila, famous part of Birchos HaTorah, and then we'll go to the next Suya on your face. Thank you.